Chapter 41 Translator, Zia Editor, Elliot was dawn and Xu Ting was sleeping lightly with Du Xian in her arms. Her biological clock was very good. Although she was not completely awake at this time, she was already out of deep sleep and was in a state of being awake. Xu Ting in this state was looking very sexy. Every time Du Xian woke up early, he couldn't help but be attracted to Xu Ting and wanted to kiss her. At this time, outside the tent, there was an urgent call, Queen's daughter, young master is not good, he is sick, and has a bad fever, please Queen's daughter come and see young master. Du Xian was fully awake and asked, what's going on outside? Xu Ting, it seems that Xu Yu is sick. Du Xian's drowsiness disappeared instantly, and he got up quickly and said, then let's go take a look. Xu Ting took her clothes and put them on, and Du Xian helped Xu Ting tie her belt, and the two of them walked out of the tent together. After they went out, they found that the person who came was Xu Jing's servant. Du Xian hurriedly asked, what happened to Xiao Jing? Xu Jing's little servant lowered his head and spoke, trembling a little, but no one noticed this detail at the moment, just thought he was frightened by Xu Jing's sudden illness. This morning, I found the young master moaning uncomfortably in his sleep. So I went over to check, only to find that the young master was completely burned out, his voice was hoarse, and he couldn't speak. They quickly arrived at Xu Jing's tent, and Du Xian lifted the curtain and went to Xu Jing's bedside. At this moment, Xu Jing huddled under the quilt, revealing a burning red face. Du Xian hurriedly put his hand on his forehead. Sure enough it was hot, Du Xian showed a worried look. How did you suddenly get sick? Xu Ting asked. Xu Jing's servant suddenly knelt down and cried, it's all my fault, it's because I forgot to close the window at night and the master is weak, that's why he got sick. Xu Ting saw that the window in the tent was rolled up. Xu Jing, can you hear brother-in-law's voice? The doctor will be here soon. Xu Jing only let out a few faint grunts. After a while, the doctor in the paddock came. He diagnosed Xu Jing and said that caught a cold. While prescribing the medicine, he said, winter is coming, the weather is getting colder, you must pay attention, otherwise you will easily catch the cold and get sick. Xu Ting frowned slightly from beginning to end, did not go to Xu Jing at all, the doctor looked at it and could not help but shake his head at this sister. Doctor, after drinking these medicines, how long will it take to get better? Du Xian asked, first, let the fever go down, and then it will take a few days to get well. At this time, Xu Jing suddenly grabbed Du Xian and pleaded pitifully, brother-in-law, I want to go home, I miss my father. While talking, Xu Jing cried, and wanted to go home. Seeing that he was really pitiful, Du Xian couldn't bear it, so he discussed with Xu Ting to send Xu Jing first. At noon, Xu Jing's fever subsided a little, and the carriage was set up. The servant helped him onto the carriage, and arranged for a guard to take Xu Jing back to the Zhenbian Palace. Originally, Du Xian planned to let Xu Kun follow to take care of Xu Jing, but Xu Ting said that there were enough people to take care of Xu Jing and nothing would happen. If Xu Kun followed, Du Xian's side would be very inconvenient. Du Xian then put off the idea. After the carriage wheeled away from the camp, Xu Yu and Xu Mei ran to them and said, sister, brother-in-law, the kitchen has already prepared lunch. Xu Jing suddenly fell ill, and everyone was so busy all morning that they almost missed lunch. Du Xian caressed Xu Yu's head and said, come and eat with me and your sister. Yesterday, Du Xian agreed with a few lords that they would go hunting today. This ordeal lasted until the afternoon, and the other party should not have finished yet. Du Xian quickly changed clothes and took Xu Mei and Xu Yu with him. Xu Mei and Xu Yu also put on riding clothes. Although they said they were hunting, they could also ride horses next to them. Seeing that they had packed up, Xu Ting suddenly said, I'll take you there. Du Xian was a little surprised, don't you have an appointment today? Xu Ting said with a smile, in the morning, because Xu Jing's matter the appointment was delayed. I have time to drop you off. So Xu Ting sent Du Xian and the two brothers to the place where they had made an appointment. The place was already fenced off, and tents were set up next to it for the lords and princes to rest. When Du Xian arrived, everyone laughed and said that he would be punished for being late. When they saw Xu Ting, they teased him more. Then Xu Ting found that she was not the only woman at the scene. Many young masters brought their wives, but the women had their own chat circles on one side, and the men were on the other side, but it was fun. Lu Qiqi was also here. He was brought by his eldest brother-in-law, and he was riding a horse with a few other young masters. Du Xian asked Xu Mei and Xu Yu to join in as well. Xu Ting had a high status. After seeing her, many women naturally came up to chat with her. After dealing with it for a while, Xu Ting called Lu Qiqi to the back of the tent. Why did she call him? Xu Jing's illness was too coincidental. Yesterday, Xu Tingkai said that she would ask Lu Qiqi. As a result, he caught a severe cold that night. Xu Ting could only think of one reason, and that he was guilty. Therefore, the original 3-point suspicion had become 8 points. What did Xu Jing do, or did not do? Xu Ting had to find out. Sister Xu, what can I do for you? Lu Qiqi asked inexplicably. By the way, is Xu Jing all right? I heard that he left the paddock early at noon today. Xu Jing said you had a headache yesterday, is that true? Xu Ting did not answer him, but asked preemptively. Lu Qiqi's heart thumped, but he thought to himself that he must not betray his friend, so he immediately said, yes, I had a headache yesterday, but I got better later, and it didn't hurt anymore. A clumsy lie. Xu Ting saw Lu Qiqi's micro-expression and knew he was lying, so Lu Qiqi didn't have a headache at all, so why did Xu Jing call Du Xian to the Lu family's tent? Xu Jing suddenly fell ill last night, and also had a headache. Xu Ting's eyes darkened, and she began to talk. In the morning, the doctor couldn't diagnose and treat the cause at all, so we had to send him back first and find him a better doctor. Xu Jing had been in contact with you the most, and might have contracted your disease. So why exactly do you have a headache is very important, otherwise Xu Jing will probably die if you can't find the reason, do you understand? When Lu Qiqi heard Xu Ting say that, he panicked immediately. Besides, he didn't know the seriousness of this matter at all, and he couldn't imagine that Xu Jing would use him to do such terrifying things. So Lu Qiqi immediately retorted, I actually didn't have a headache yesterday, why is Xiao Jing sick? Why Xu Jing won't really die? It's alright, since it's not some terminal illness that you contracted, Xu Jing went back to the doctor, he can definitely find out the cause and cure him. Only then did Lu Qiqi calm down. So what happened yesterday between you and Xiao Jing? He admitted that he helped Xu Jing to lie, and it was better to ask about other things. Soon he explained the matter of the magical medicine. The medicine that could help people forget their beloved was simply nonsense. Combined with what Lu Jilan and Mo Zian did in the tent yesterday, Xu Ting suddenly had a rough guess about what kind of medicine it was. If they hadn't been tricked, how ferocious would Lu Jilan and Mo Zian be to roll in bed when someone could open the curtain and enter the tent at any time, without setting up even one guard to keep watch? This was not modern times, but a feudal society where men and women were protected and pre-marital sex was punishable by immersion in a pig cage. Mo Zian would never have agreed to do this even if he was not a prince. Xu Jing gave Lu Qiqi this medicine, and then led Du Xian to Lu Jilan's tent. What did he want to do? As far as Xu Ting knows, Mo Zian's tent was arranged at the side of the Emperor Zhengjun. Normally, Mo Zian would not go back to the Lu family's tent with Lu Jilan. If Lu Jilan also returned to the tent by herself yesterday, without Mo Zian, then Du Xian mistakenly thought it was Lu Qiqi's tent and walked into the tent. Do you still have the medicine Xu Jing gave you? For some reason, Lu Qiqi felt that Brother Xian's wife suddenly became very scary. No, I put it all in the incense burner. Lu Qiqi replied tremblingly, wanting to turn around and run away. You can go back. Lu Qiqi ran away quickly, as if he had been released from prison. After Lu Qiqi left, Xu Ting turned around and walked towards the Lu family's tent. She sneaked into Lu Jilan's tent. Opening the lid of the incense burner, Xu Ting poured out some of the incense ashes, wrapped it up and took it away. Dr. Chu, I want to ask you something. Dr. Chu was the imperial doctor accompanying this autumn hunt. Xu Ting had seen her several times, because the empress once sent her to examine Xu Xuan's body in order to show her sympathy.